And we're joined this morning by Marty West and David Brown, an orthopedic surgeon at the Ketchikan Medical Center. They're here to talk about sports-related injuries. Good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning.
Thanks
Good.
For joining us.
Good morning. Doing well.
So what do you have to tell us about sports-related injuries and how that affects our bones and such?
Sports-related injuries are a fairly common thing. About 25 of every 1,000 persons will have a sports-related injury each year. So it's something that, most people have experienced at some point in their life, or they have someone in their family who has had a significant sports-related injury. And so just talking about preventing sports-related injuries is something I think it's worthwhile.
So how would one do that? If you're playing sports, it's inevitable that you're going to be exposed to dangers, right? And breaking bones and spraining ankles. Yeah.
I think that's right. The thing about sports-related injuries is some are, unavoidable. But nevertheless, by doing certain things, you can lessen your chances of having a sports-related injury. And the types of things that you should think about, or a person should think about, is just making sure that you prepare for events that you're going to participate in. Probably the most common cause of sports-related injuries are situations where someone is kind of a weekend athlete. They don't routinely participate in an activity, and then they go out and try to play a game of soccer or football or something of that sort. That's usually for the middle-aged or older athlete, but certainly the most common reason for someone to have a sports-related injury.
So how would one, and I would consider myself in that that category, someone who doesn't get too much exercise and is probably very susceptible to getting injured when I do decide to exercise. So how would I avoid getting injured when I want to go for a run or something?
Well, I think the thing you have to do is just have a mindset whereby you try to maintain a level of activity that's consistent. And if you are invited to play, a sport or a game or want to do something like begin a exercise regimen, then you just have to realize you have to do it in a graded fashion. Going out and playing basketball or participating, say, in a weightlifting program or a CrossFit program, those are the types of things that do have a chance or have an opportunity for you to be injured if you go from not participating in those types of things and then try to go and participate in them with 100% effort. So those are the types of things that you need to think about as an older athlete.
What about people who are active, those young people who think they're indestructible and can never get an injury? What advice would you have for them?
Yeah, for athletes that are, high school age or even pre-high school age, up to athletes that may be in their 20s, sports-related injuries are usually of a different type. Usually those are the types of sports-related injuries that occur, maybe a little bit higher energy type injury. High school athletes who participate in football, basketball, soccer, those types of things. Really just making sure that you have a conditioning program that gets you ready at the beginning of the season. Oftentimes it's the coach's responsibility to teach the athletes about the things that are important. But just some general principles that young athletes should learn and use is that they should prepare for their sport. They should make sure that they concentrate on things that involve core strength and balance exercises, and then doing sport-specific training. For instance, basketball, you need to make sure that you know how to jump and move properly, because those are the types of things that can cause a knee injury, a shoulder injury, and those things are oftentimes preventable.
So it's specific to the sport you play, knowing what kinds of dangers you're exposed to and what kinds of injuries you can get based on the sport that you play.
That's right. It's something that each sports participant has to think about. I guess another sort of thing that is important is just for sports where you are involved in, you know, for instance, high energy or impact events, football is a great example. You know, making sure that protective equipment is used, that you know how to use it, and that you always use it, you know, when you're playing or scrimmaging. Those are the things that are important in regards to that sort of thing.
I've got a question. So I told you I would butt in.
Sure, please. By all means.
You know, like the National Football League, they're looking at some increased kind of preventative measures related to concussions. So they're looking at different kind of helmets. Are they missing the boat on other kinds of protective gear that they should be having their athletes wear?
You know, that's a great question, Marty. It's something that there's a lot of talk and a lot of opinions about right now. And there's some good and bad things about different types of sporting protective equipment. For instance, in the National Football League or in college football, wearing helmets is something that protects the head, but at the same time, the players play differently when they wear a helmet. In other words, they have a tendency to strike harder, to lead with their helmet. The same thing is true for shoulder pads, other things of that sort. If you're wearing a pad, oftentimes you can hit harder, and so athletes will do that. There is a culture in the NFL whereby you'll see many athletes that wear the minimum amount of protective equipment that they can. They don't wear thigh pads. They don't wear knee pads. Those are the types of things that are specific to the NFL. Whereas in high school and in college, those things are, you know, wearing those pads are, that's mandated by the college sports governing bodies.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Are there any, what's the sport that has the most injuries that you see? In Ketchikan specifically, is it basketball or is it more just general running and hiking and such?
You know, it's probably... that's a great question, Sean. And to tell you the truth, I can't give you a definitive answer, but my impression is probably high school sports, basketball in particular. Football may have the highest rate or percentage of injuries, but not that many athletes participate in football as compared to, say, basketball.
Right. Actually, one of the things, as someone who's new to town, when I noticed Walker Field, is gravel. What would you suggest to somebody who plays on that field? Is there anything they can do to reduce injuries, say if they're playing baseball on that field? Or,
you know, my impression, you know, playing surfaces is something that is, I guess there's a lot of thought that goes into the different types of playing surfaces here, just because we have limited ability to grow grass, then our kids may play, or athletes that play on that field may be playing in something that looks like a parking lot. But at the same time, you know, abrasions that might occur as a result of playing in that field are, you know, less serious type injuries. To my knowledge, and I don't think that it contributes in a big way to causing more serious injuries.
Real quick, before I let you go, we're just about running out of time. What advice would you give to people who play sports generally? High school sports, you said that's one of the higher instances of sports-related injuries that you see. But for anybody who exercises, either high school or just the weekend athlete such as myself.
Yeah, I think the few things that I would leave or would advise anybody who wants to, you know, participate in an athletic event or wants to stay in shape, my first item of advice would be to prepare for your sport, to plan it, plan your preparation to try to stay in good aerobic shape, and then probably core strength and conditioning for any athletic endeavor is probably, you know, paramount.
Excellent. So. Thank you so much, David Brown and Marty West from the Ketchikan Medical Center. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sean.
Time now is 8:41 a.m. You're listening to KRBD Ketchikan.